Okay, so this year is called Machane Yisrael. Okay, so it's going to be a mix of philosophy, halacha, and a little metaphysics at the end. Okay, but it's going to be grounded in halacha. Okay, mostly grounded in halacha, and then we'll try to go into the philosophy towards the end. But we'll start with the question, which is clearly of a philosophical nature. So we'll start with the Ramban. It's Bamidbar Beis Beis. So he's discussing the Gullim, the different camps that Klal Yisrael had, right? So they had the Mishkan in the middle, and you had the four camps of the different groups of Shvatim surrounding the Mishkan. Okay. So first he quotes Rashi, and then he says like this. Because of Rav Avram, Simanim Hayu B'chol Degel. They were not just, because Rashi learns it was a certain color, right? Each flag from each Degel. Reuven, Yehuda, Ephraim, and Dan were the four heads of the Degelim, four camps. And they each had flags so a person could know where to go. And they each had certain colors. Okay. So, and like it was the stone and the choshen was the color for each Degel. That's Rashi. But the Ibn Ezra says that more than that, there were simanim, was a specific sign. It wasn't just a color, a colored flag, but it was a symbol, had a symbol on it. V'kadmoninu amru, and the ancient, the prior one said, shayi bedegel Reuven tzuras adam, u'mitzirin alav dudayim, like the story of Reuven had dudayim, Ibn Ezra learns it was like a simon to for a pregnancy or something like that, and somehow because the dudayim are shaped like a person, fine, so there was a shape of dudayim which looked like a person. Bedegel Yehuda tzuras ari, Arye was a lion. Ki bo him shil Yaakov, right? Yaakov gor Arye Yehuda. Ubedega frayim tzura shor mitam b'chor shoro, right? That's from Moshe Benes bracha. So on Ephraim's, it had the picture of a shore because of Yosef. Ubedega dan tzuras nesher. That was nobody knows why. Okay, maybe because eagles eat snakes. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. As Ibn Ezra says, the point is not the symbols. Okay, until ultimately, if you think that the four things, you have the Pnei Aryeh, the Pnei Nesher, the Pnei Shor, and the Pnei Adam, those are the four Kruvim that Yecheskel saw in his Mar Nevuah, right, the different faces, those are the four faces were the images, the flags that the four Machanos of Klal Yisrael had around the Mishkan were the same symbols, same images as the four Kruvim, the faces of the four Kruvim. Okay, that Yecheskel saw, right? V'haya olmod mitoch emtza, and the olmod was in the besocha, was in the middle of these four camps. U'machna vias v'vivos besocha machanos, k'inyin shehus k'besef yetzira, v'echa kodesh mechum b'emtza, fine, dot. Okay, and the Ramban goes further. He says, v'od re'isi b'medrash, k'shem shebar kash baruch abruchas b'olam, kach sivev l'kisa arbachayos, just like Hashem created four corners, four directions of the world. So he surrounded his Kisei HaKavod with the four Chayos, and in Yecheskel's Nevuah, the Kisei HaKavod on top of the four Chayos. L'mal mikulam Kisei HaKavod, above the four Chayos is his Kisei HaKavod, u'kineged on Sidr Kosh Baruch Hu, Degel Moshe, and corresponding to those four Chayos with the Kisei HaKavod above it, he had the four camps that Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to order them around Amrlo, right? And he goes on. Okay, fine. So I don't go into this whole Ramban. The point, the question is, what's the Ibn Ezra and the Rambans? What are they getting at? What kind of idea is it that Klal Yisrael should be ordered around the Mishkan to reflect the Mar Nevuah, the Maaseh Merkava? Right? The Merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made up of four Chayos. God's chariot is made up of four Chayos, four types of angels, right? Types of four Malachim. And they have faces, and they have four faces in each direction. And so what is the parallel? What is the parallel between the Machane Yisrael and the Maaseh Merkava of Yecheskel, the Arba Chayos? Okay, that's the first question. Simple, right? Okay, good. What's the connection between the Maaseh Merkava that Yecheskel saw and the Arba Degelim of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar? Why do they parallel each other? Why do they correspond to each other? What's the idea that God is trying to teach Moshe and Klal Yisrael by having a parallel, a correspondence set up between the Arba Degelim and the Arba Chayos? You know what the Arba Chayos are?
The four animals. The four
they're types of angels. They're an angel, the Chayos, they're right. It's in Yecheskel, in his Marnevu and Maisa Merkava, he sees these four Chayos, and below them is Ophanim, like wheels or something that touch the ground. Then above the Chayos is this a platform, and above the, on the platform is a Kisei Kavod, and on the Kisei Kavod is, you know, the Kvod Hashem. Ruach Kvod Hashem Im Kamo. You say it every day, right? So that's the Yecheskel's prophecy, his Nevuah, Maisa Merkava. So why is Klai Yisrael being set up to reflect, right? That's what the Kisei HaKavod, God's Kisei HaKavod in Nevuah, rests upon these Arba Chayos. Four, literally beasts, but I mean they're four living creatures. They're angels.
Who says this? Is Yecheskel.
Yecheskel. It's the first part of Yecheskel. Okay. So why is there a correspondence? What's the sense? What's the concept?
And corresponding to the four flags.
Corresponding to the four, the way Klai Yisrael was camped, the 12 camps, the 12 Shvatim were broken up into
four sets of three.
Right, four sets of three. And Yehuda had the set in the north, and then in the south was Reuven. With Reuven was Shimon and God, right? With Yehuda was Yisachar and Zvulun? No.
Yeah,
Yisachar and Zvulun. And then you had Ephraim, which was with the other Bnei Rachel, which was with Binyamin and Naphtali, maybe?
Manasseh,
yeah, makes more sense. And then you had the Shifchos one, Dan, Naphtali, and Asher, right? You had two from Leah, one from Rachel, and then the Shvachos was the other one. So you had four camps, okay? So they were arranged around the Mishkan, north, south, east, west.
Right.
Okay. So why is there, and then there, right, why are they being done? This four, right? They're just like this four Chayos, there's four camps, and the flags look like the different images, right? So what's going on? Okay, oops. Okay, so now, that's the first question. We'll come back to that at the very end. Okay, now, if we're going to go to a Rambam, let's start the Rambam in Tumas Saras, okay?
That's in Taharos.
It's in Taharos, yeah. Tumas Saras, Perek Yud Halacha Zayin. Okay, so the halacha is a mitzora, somebody who has leprosy, right? So there's a certain mitzvah aseh of what he's allowed to do, what he's not allowed to do. Okay. Okay. So the gzeirah shekasev by the mitzvah is mechutz l'machane moshavo, right? But badad yeshiv mechutz l'machane moshavo. So he has to dwell by himself. This perek yud halacha zayin. So Ram says din mitzvah shielam moshav levad chutz l'ir. So the halacha by mitzvah, right, as part of the din mitzvah, Mrs. Asi about mitzvah, is that he has to have a separate living place by himself outside the city. Shenemar michutz l'machane moshavo, outside the camp is his moshav. V'davar zeh ba'yaros and mekafes chom and beretz yishol bevad. Okay, so this thing only applies. You know what? I'm out of order. Well, we'll just do this because we're here. Okay. This thing only applies, this halacha of being going outside the machane only applies to the walled cities in Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. So an unwalled city in Eretz Yisrael, he's allowed to be there. He's allowed to live there. Okay?
From Yeshua Benun or just
in general? It's walled from the time of Yeshua Benun. Okay? Mm-hmm. Any of the cities that are walled from the time of Yeshua Benun, okay, it applies.
Mishkan
also? What?
Mishkan also, the machane also extended?
In the time of the Mishkan, it was the entire machane Yisrael. Right? The Mitzvah has to go out the further, outside the Machane Yisrael. Right? He has to go outside the Golem. Okay?
It's not one of these cities, then what?
What?
And if not in one of these cities, then what? They don't go out at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right, he's allowed to stay in an unwalled city, he's allowed to stay there. Okay? But in a walled city, he has to leave. He has to go outside. Okay? I went a little bit out of order. Okay? Let's see first. Whatever. Second now. The Ram, I think, in Besa Bechir, Zayin Yad Al. Okay, so he sets up.
Oh, I know where that is.
Zayin Yad Al. You like that one, right? Okay.
Is that the 10 levels of Kedushah? Or No.
It's a clear, it's the beginning of Avoda. Okay. So the Rambam Zayin Alpe Sibachira, he said like this. Shalosh machanos ha-yisrael b'mitbar. There's three camps. Okay. Zayin Yadav. Okay. There's three machanos, camps, the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. I told you there's four. Well, depends how you break them up. There's three. Okay. Machan Yisrael. V'hi arba machanos. So Machan Yisrael is all four machanos together, all 12 shvatim. Right? Not including Shevet Levi. Right? Ephraim and Asher broke into two. So that's Machan Yisrael, all 12 camps,
right.
All B'nai Yisrael, all the regular Shvatim. Machan Leviya, Shemar V'Saviv L'Mishkan Yachanu. And then an inner camp around the Mishkan, directly around the Mishkan, was Machan Leviya. Machan Eshchina, and then you also have the Machan of the Shchina, the camp of the Shchina itself. V'mi Pesach Chatzar Ohel Moed V'fnim. And that's from the Ohel Moed and in. It's interesting. That makes sense.
What does it mean, the Arba Machanos?
I mean, the Arba Machanos is Reuven and the two with him, Yehuda and the two with him, all 12 Shvatim.
Right, the four parts of the Machan Yisrael.
Yeah, the four. Machan Yisrael is broken into four components. So Machan Yisrael is one, Machan Yisrael, Machan Yisrael, Via, Machan Yisrael, Machan Yisrael has four, itself has a four subcomponents.
Isn't Levia also broken up into four?
Yes, Levia also has four. Yeah. Right, Moshe Aaron number one, and then you have Kos, Merari, and Gershon, right? Okay, good. So fine. So that's how it works. In the Midbar, you had the Shechina, which was the Mishkan itself. Around the Mishkan, in all directions, was the Levium. And then around the Levium, and around, you know, was the Machne Yisrael. You connect the Doros, and corresponding to them is, for all generations, you have a similar thing. The Pesach Yishalayim on Har Bayis K'Machne Yisrael. The Dinim that applied to Machne Yisrael and Midbar transfer to the entire Yerushalayim until you get to Har Bayis itself. Mipesach Har Bayis ad Pesach Azara hu shar niknor k'machan leviyah, and Har Bayis until you get to the Azara is machan leviyah, and Pesach Azara ufnim machan shchina, and then once you're in the Azara is a din of machan shchina. Okay.
So he's talking about the Kedusha. It does start breaking
it
up.
Yeah, it levels of Kedusha. It has to do with Shiluch Tameyim. How far Tameyim have to go out.
Right.
Tamei Mace is just from the Azara. And Tamei Yotzmei Gufon is from Har Bayis. And Metzora is the furthest. Has to be sent out the furthest. All the way outside of Machan Yisrael. Okay, which would mean outside of Yerushalayim, Ludoros.
But just... But the Metzora just...
Okay, hold on. Well, now we'll see the problem with Mitzvah. Okay? Now, if you look in... So, good. So, we have the correspondence. Machan Yisrael equals Yerushalayim. That's all you really need to know for now. Okay? Right? Mishkan equals the Beis HaMikdash. That makes sense. And Machan Leviyah equals Har Bayis. Okay. So, if you look at Beis HaMikdash, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches.
Yeah, the Rambam said that the Halacha of Mitzvah there is you could go on the Har Bayis, right? Just none of the...
The Mitzvah has to be outside Yerushalayim and outside any Batei Rechoma. We're about to see him. Okay?
Right.
Okay, so if you look at the Rambam, he's like this. Perek Gimel Halacha Ches in Bias HaMikdash. Later on in Sefer Avodah. He said, Tomei Meshulach Mehar Bayis. So Tomei has to go out of Har Bayis. That's like a Nida or Yoledes, Azav, Azava. Im Nichnas over Velos Aseh. Veloka, so if he goes into Har Bayis, he gets Malkus. Shnemar v'yatzim chutz l'machane, zem machane shchina, v'lo yavo tocha machane, zem machane l'viya. Fine, good. Yamalkos v'chei mitzora shnichlis Yerushalayim. If a mitzora goes into Yerushalayim, loke gets malkos, avlim nichnas l'shara arim l'kavas choma, but if he goes into any of the other walled cities, afa pishin rasha, he's not allowed to, because we just saw before nichol saras, he's not allowed to. Fishinar badad yeshev, in a loke, he doesn't get malkos. Okay.
Well, I mean,
why does
the Yerushalayim has
why,
to be
well?
Kedusha?
Yeah, why does he get Malkus entering Yerushalayim?
Oh, because it's like any Tameh who goes into a place he's not allowed to go, he gets Malkus. Like if a Nida goes into Har Bayis, She'll get Malkus. She's not going to Arabayas. She's lagging on to Yerushalayim. She can't go on to Arabayas.
So then why does the Rambam have to teach Lo Yabo Al Toch Machne to be Zeh Machne Leviyah?
Lo Yabo Al Toch Machne Zeh Machne. That's referring to the Tamei Mishalachim Me Arabayas.
Right. So then what's the love that he's looking for going to Yerushalayim?
Well, is it, doesn't it have more Kedusha, though, than the other walls that is in Eretz Yisrael?
I know. I hear the question. I mean, where is the separate law for?
What's he going to say? It's the same law.
I think it's the same. Exactly. I think it's the same law, but just wherever you're not allowed to go.
Okay.
We did this. This is a very difficult Rambam, this formulation. But I mean, if you want to say there's two things, there's like the ase and there's the los ase. But in any event, I want to focus on the mitzora. Okay. But I mean, it's a good question. These Rambams are difficult. Okay. I forgot. I wanted to even learn the Ram. I think that he only gets Malkus if he was first sent out, and then he goes back. I think I wanted to say that.
Why? Would you say that?
Atameh Meshulach Meharbayis Im Nichnas Overlos Ase. I remember it was a whole thing. I'm not sure if we ended up concluding that. I remember they thought it was ridiculous.
In Rebbe's
year? No. This was our
Shabbos.
The Shabbos. Yeah.
You did this on Shabbos?
Yeah, we did this on Shabbos.
When?
You were probably there. You were just, you know.
No way. No, I would never sleep if you were talking about that.
What?
It was in Mendy's corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of here. No, when was this?
I don't know. It was a month or two ago.
Oh, was this when Rav Chaim was going to give shir?
Yeah. That was right. We did that shas beforehand. Exactly. That was the shas before he gave the shir.
I know. Where did I go for that? I know I went away for that shas. Where did I go?
That we don't know, Ariel. Okay, fine. But the question is like this. Okay. Now, why is the Mitzorah? So why is he not allowed to enter Batei Erichoma? Right? Mitzorah can't go into Machane Yisrael. Right? Machane Yisrael, he's the worst kind of Tamei, the Mitzorah. He has to be totally isolated, can't go into Yerushalayim. Machane Yisrael, Yerushalayim. So why can't he go to Batei Erichoma? Because Batei Erichoma, I think the Rash says this, Reb Shimshon, he says, because when Yeshua conquered Eretz Yisrael, he was Mekadesh the Batei Erichoma, and he gave them the din of Machane Yisrael. Okay? So the Machane Yisrael is not Yerushalayim, but it's also Batei Erichoma. And that's why the Mitzorah can't go into any of the walled cities of Eretz Yisrael, not just Yerushalayim. The question is, the Shitas Rambam, I think Shitas Rambam is unique, but we want to understand it, is why do you not get Malkus for any of the Batei Erichoma? Why does he only get Malkus for going to Yerushalayim? He should get Malkus for going to any Batei Erichoma, because if they really have Kedusha Yisrael, so then he Kedusha Machane Yisrael. You should get Malkus for going into them. And if they don't have Kedusha Machane Yisrael, so then he shouldn't be prohibited from going into them. He should just not be like going to Yerushalayim, like it was in the Midbar. Right? If the only Machane Yisrael is Yerushalayim, Ladoros, so then Mitzorah should not be able to go to Yerushalayim. You should be able to go to Batei Erichoma. And if you're going to say they are like Machane Yisrael, then you should get Malkus. What kind of pshara is this, that he's not allowed to go there, but he doesn't get Malkus? That's the din by Mitzorah. He has to be isolated.
That's his reason why he's saying Mefishin and Marbadad Yeshev to say that they don't get Malkus?
No, that's why he's Ana Rashai. But the Rambam's saying, on a basic level, right? We're going to try to say a little further. He's basically saying, Badad Yeshev tells you like a din by Mitzorah. Mitzorah means he can't go in, he has to be isolated, he can't go to Batei Erichoma or Yerushalayim. Okay, any walled city. Yerushalayim is a walled city. But yeah. The los ase of Tamei Shenichnas, you know, to the makom that he's a makom kedusha is not allowed to. That only really applies. That lav is only violated by Yerushalayim. Okay, that's what he's really saying. The lav really only applies by Yerushalayim, but the din of the mitzora is all Batei Erichoma. Okay, so I mean that's just like the most basic definition you can give. Right, the din of ase mitzase mitzora ba dad yeshim chutzamachan avoshavo is all Batei Erichoma. But the los ase of lo yavol tocha machane, right, that only applies to Yerushalayim, not to the other Batei Erichoma. So that's why he doesn't get Malkus, because he doesn't violate a los ase except on Yerushalayim. But the ase is more expansive and includes all the Batei Erichoma. Right? As you're pointing out, okay? We'd like to understand that. What's the duality in terms of the difference between Yerushalayim and the other Batei Erichoma relative to Mitzorah?
Meaning the other wall cities?
Yeah, well, why is he, I understand if he's just now going to Yerushalayim.
Well, the basic answer is, I mean, maybe you could say that Yerushalayim just has more Kedusha than other places in Yerushalayim. mean, it has a 10 levels of Kedusha.
Yeah, yeah, it has more Kedusha. But we just want to be a little more definitive than that. Give a more qualitative idea.
Well, Yerushalayim is considered to be like a
Machane Yisrael.
Machane Yisrael.
Right. But like I said, he can't go into any Machane Yisrael, because presumably that's the extension to all Batei Chomo. Mechutz l'Machane Moshavo means Machane Yisrael. And the Rambam says that includes all Batei Chomo. So then why doesn't the Losan say apply to going to Batei Chomo for a Mitzorah? Not for anybody else, because everybody else is allowed in Machane Yisrael. The only Tomei not allowed in Machane Yisrael is a Mitzorah. And if you can tell me that Machane Yisrael includes Batei Chomo, because Mechutz l'Machane Moshavo means he shouldn't be in the Batei Chomo, then you should get Malkus if he goes there. Right? So what is this thing? It's just an Aseh, but it's not a Los Aseh. What's the difference?
What's the Aseh?
The Aseh is Badad Yeshe Mechutz l'Machane Moshavo. That's a din by Mitzorah itself. Like we saw by Thomas Saras.
That what? That he should... I don't know, you can't
translate that. Badad Yeshe means he dwells alone. Outside the camp is his dwelling.
Uh-huh. Outside the camp is
alone. Okay, tell me to translate if you need to translate, okay? It's good. So, okay. So that's the second question. Is why is there the duality by a Mitzorah of the mitzvah's Aseh of Mitzorah of dwelling alone encompasses all Batei Chomo? There's no Malkus, but the Los Aseh, Lo Yavo Tocha Machane, where he can't go into Machane Yisrael and gets Malkus, that seems to only include Yerushalayim.
Just to make an observation, by Yerushalayim, there are just two things going on. There's a Los Aseh.
In an Aseh. Yes, correct. Correct.
But the Los Aseh is you can't go into the Machane Yisrael.
Right.
But the Aseh is that you're going to be a Los Aseh is like it's like a community. It's like you know you're in a tent with other people.
Right.
I'm saying
now
like
there is also
what if he hangs out with people in an open city? I mean that's not
it's mutter.
Right. Mutter. So like I guess like there's something about like being like a walled city. That defines the place as a...
Well, I'm learning that the walled city is... I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but the Rash says that it's because Yeshua gave it to the Kedusha of Machane Yisrael. And you could say the Rambam doesn't learn like him. In fact, I don't know if the Rambam has the same sheet of Yisrael Malkus like him.
Yeah, but I mean, would you say that... would you say that every walled city now... You have to keep a 7 days of the rest of Shaking Lulav? I mean, like... Why not? If you say that Yeshua is going
okay, we'll answer that question. Right. Good answer. Okay, good. Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, it's just practically there are like different stages of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael.
I understand that, Ariel. I understand that. I'm asking a question. I have an answer. I have an answer, okay?
All right.
Okay.
I'm just making sure.
Don't worry about it. There's an answer here, okay?
Question.
Yeah. No, there's... You're right. Okay, fine.
So we have a couple of hours now that we push up. Really?
For a couple hours. Yeah, yeah. I thought you got to drive here.
I'm listening.
Okay, fine. Now, the last question is the Mishnah in Zvachim. In the last parak of Zvachim. Okay. This is the last question. Okay. So. Okay. So the Mishnah says like this.
But you know, I saw a Gemara, I forgot what.
Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis.
Saw a Gemara Menachas, I think.
So like this. So the Mishnah, it's the middle of the Mishnah here. Okay? It's really the middle of the Daf. Ad Shelo Hukam Mishkan. So until the Mishkan was established, Hayo Bamos Mutaros. Okay? So Bamos is a private Mizbech, a person's Mizbech in his backyard. So you're allowed to build a Mizbech anywhere. Ve'avodah B'choros, there's no Kohanim. Mishihuka and Mishkan, once they established the Mishkan, Nesir Abamos, you were no longer allowed to have your own private little Mizbeach. Vevoda Bekohanim, good. Kachi Kachim Nechon Lefnim in Aklayim. So then Kachi Kachim means like a Chatas and Asham that a Kohen eats. Right? Chatas, Asham are the only ones that you Kachi Kachim. Kivsei Tzeres. So it has to be eaten within the Chatzar, the Klayim, the curtains of the Mishkan. Okay? The Kachikalim, Bechol Machan Yisrael. And Kachikalim means like a Shlamim, or Karban Pesach, right, or Bechor, or Meiser. It's eating of all Machan Yisrael, the Arba Degalim. Bola Gilgal, Hutru Bamos. Once they got to Gilgal, they crossed the whatchamacallit, they crossed the Yarden. Okay. And they during the 14 years of Kibush and Chiluk, when they were conquering Eretz Yisrael, okay, the Mishkan was in Gilgal. Okay, so Bamos became Mutter again. Okay, and the Mishkan was set up in Gilgal. It didn't really have a technical status of a Mishkan. It had a status of a Bama Gedola. Kimiri says because the Aron wasn't there. There was no Aron and Shechina there because the Aron was in them going out, leading out to war. So like a Mishkan, when you have the Mishkan set up without the Aron and the Shechina, has a status of a Bama Gedola. A Bama Sibor, non-status of a Mishkan. Nafkamina being, Bamos become Mutter again.
Wasn't there a difference that led them to war?
Rashi says that. There's some eerie explaining it. Okay? Why, according to that Rashi and the Chumash, was there's two...
Yeah.
I don't know, it's a good question. I'm just giving you this is the only answer I've seen that makes any sense, okay? But you're right, it's not consistent with Rashi and the Chumash. And it bothered me too. Okay. Bo Gilgal, Hutru Bamos, so your own private Mizbech became Mutter, this 14 years. Kachi Kachim Nechal Nefnim Neklayim. And Kachi Kachim could only be eaten in this Chatzar of the Olmoid again, still. Kachi Kalim Bechol Makom, and in Shlomim, and Karm Pesach could be eaten, let's just say, forget Karm Pesach. Kachi, just a Kar Shlomim on your own bum, you could eat anywhere you want, anywhere at Yisrael, anywhere, Bechol Makom. Bo L'Shilo, then the Mishka was in Shiloh for 369 years, right? So it was 14 years in Gilgal, then it was 369 years in Shiloh. Nesir Bamos, when it was for Nishilo for 369 years, right, there were stone walls for the Mishkan. Bamos became Aser. V'lo Yisham Tikra, Ela Bais Avanim Bilvad. Milmata and V'yirias Milmalan, right? It was stone walls and it had the Yirias from the Mishkan on top. V'hi Aisim Menucha, that's the Menucha on the Pasuk. Kilovasa Adate Ela Menucha V'al Nachala, right? Menucha. What happens in Shilo? Kachi Kachi Nechalim Lefnim Neklaim. Once again, Chatas and Asham can only be eaten within the curtain, the mechitzos of the Mishkan, of Shiloh, and Kache Kalim and Maisa Sheni B'chol Aroa. And Kache Kalim and Maisa Sheni, right, have a din of B'chol Aroa. You have to be in sight. You have to be able to see Shiloh. Okay, if you're outside of B'chol Aroa, it's a funny halacha, but if you're outside of being able to see it, then you can't eat Kache Kalim, can't eat a Shlom. You have to be able to see Shiloh. Okay. Then you had another status of Bola Nova Givon. I forgot how many years it was in Nova and Givon. Okay. And the period in between, Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash. Again, Hutru Bamos. Bamos became Mutter. Kachi Kachi Nechal Mufnim and Aklaim. Same thing, Chatas Ashem within the Mechitzos. And Kachi Kalim B'chol Yisrael. And again, Kachi Kalim could be eaten anywhere, any of the cities of Klal Yisrael. Bar Yushalayim, once Aaron came to Yushalayim, Nesir Bamos became Aser, Vlo Yilam Heter, Vie Sanachala, Kachikalm Nechal, Kachikachim Nechal Nefnim and Aklayim, again, Kachikachim Achadz Ashim only in the Azara, inside the Mechitzos of the Beis HaMikdash, and Kachikalm Maizashini, Nefnim and Achoma, and Kachikalm, like Ashlam Maizashini, within the walls of Yushalayim. Okay, so let me just review that outside. And I'll tell you the point that I try to get. There's basically five stages, okay? The three main stages are the Mishkan and the Midbar, Shiloh for 369 years, and the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the three main stages. During those three main stages, Bamos are Aser, okay? And Kachi Kachim always, Chatas Hashem has to be eaten, always in all five stages, has to be eaten within the Mechitzos of the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. And Kachi Kalim can only be eaten either in Yerushalayim or Machane Yisrael, in the Midbar, like in the Mishkan, it was Machane Yisrael, Lidoros, it's Yerushalayim, and by Shiloh, it was B'chol HaRoa. Okay? And the stages in between, Nov and Givon, where it didn't really have a full-fledged Mishkan, those like little intermediary stages between Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash, and between Shiloh and the Mishkan and the Midbar. So then, Bamos were Mutter, and Kachi Kalim can be eaten anywhere. Anywhere in Yisrael, anywhere. B'chol Makom. But Kachi Kachim, again, like Echatz and Asham, can only be eaten in the Klayim. Okay, the Mechitzos. The Chatzar Al-Moed. Okay, even when it was in Nov and Givon. Okay? The question is, Why is it that Kachi Kachim is always in all five stages, is always Lefnim Niklayim, it always has to be eaten in the Azara, in the Chatzar Al-Moed. But Kachi Kalem, you see it goes back and forth, right? When you have a Shem Mishkan in Mikdash, then it's either Machane Yisrael in Midbar, B'chol Haron in Shiloh, or Yerushalayim L'doros. But when you don't have a Mishkan, then it's B'chol Makom, B'chol Har Yisrael, anywhere. Right, Kachi Kachim always stays the same. Atas Nashim is always in the Chatzar, always in the courtyard, within the walls of the Mishkan and Mikdash. But Ashlamim, a Karban Shlamim, right, which is not eaten by a Kohen, eaten by any Jew, Karban Shlamim, so that it goes back and forth. When there's a Mishkan Mikdash, it's got to be within that area, Yushalayim, the Machan Yisrael. But when there is no Mishkan Mikdash, then it goes anywhere. Okay, so if you look at the top Rashi, on the second column, okay, Kachi Kalem B'chol Makom. Okay, this is the one Rashi I want to focus on. So he explains, why does Kachi Kalem become everywhere? He's like this, Dekivan de Batlo HaDegalem, so in by when they got to Gilgal, so the Degalem were Batl, right, they crossed the Yardin, and they no longer were traveling in the four camps, the four Machanos, Vehina Yehochim B'chol Aretz, the Kavsha, and they were basically going out through all of Eretz Yisrael to conquer it, and Sevivas and Mishkan, and they were Klais was no longer encamped around the Mishkan. Batla Kedushas Machan Yisrael, so the Kedusha of Machan Yisrael was Batl, because they were no longer arranged in Arba de Galim Sav the Mishkan. Okay, so that's why Kachi Kalem became able to be eaten everywhere.
What was the result of that?
Because once they crossed the Yarden, and they were no longer encamped around the Mishkan. So the Machane Yisrael, the Kedusha Machane Yisrael, was Batal. And now Kachi Kalem, the Karban Shlamim, has a din that it's only eaten in Machane Yisrael. But once Machane Yisrael became Batal, then they were able to eat it anywhere. Okay?
Anywhere as long as you can see it? Or,
no, anywhere, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, certainly, maybe even the whole world, okay? Okay, it's B'chol Makom by Gilgal seems to imply anywhere in the world, okay?
It's fine.
Maybe, whatever, okay. No need to complicate this, okay? So, the question is, okay, is why should that be? It should be, if the Kedusha of Machan Yisrael is batal, then you shouldn't be allowed to eat it anywhere. Right? Just like, right, Kachi Kachim need to be in the Klayim, they have to be within the Mechitzos. If the walls fall down, you can't eat them. You need to be within the Mechitzos of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if Kachi Kalem need Machane Yisrael, and corresponding to that is Yushalayim L'doros, so if you don't have Kedusha Machane Yisrael, so then you shouldn't be allowed to eat it. Not all of a sudden I could eat it anywhere. Why is it that once the Kedusha Machanisho becomes batal, then all of a sudden you could eat it anywhere? Well, should be you can't eat it anywhere.
Why are you saying that you can't eat it anywhere?
Because if the only place you're allowed to eat it is in the Machane Yisrael, or in Yerushalayim, or by Shiloh B'chol Aroah, and now you lost that, let's say the Mishkan, you're only allowed to eat it in the Machane Yisrael, the Arba Degalim, where they were there, right? That's the only place you're allowed to eat Shlomo. Now everybody's spreading out to conquer. He no longer Rashi's Balu Kedushas Machane Yisrael. So now you shouldn't be allowed to eat anywhere. Because you can only eat in Machane Yisrael. Machane Yisrael doesn't exist anymore. So you should, there should be no heter to where you're supposed to eat it. That's the only place you're allowed to eat is Machane Yisrael.
Well, why don't you just look at it from another perspective? That maybe...
Okay, good. Let's hear it. That's what I'm looking for, the other perspective that makes sense of it. What do you have to say?
All right, start off good.
It's not good.
Oh?
You have to only eat in Machane Yisrael. So when there is Machane Yisrael, then you're limited. Then your eating is limited to there.
Oh, very good. Okay, good. Very good.
So there was bad about that.
Right, you have to say that. Okay. So you like this? Now we're into the answer part. Okay, the questions are over. Now we get the answers. So that's the first step you have to take. Is there's a difference between Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalem? Okay. Kachi Kalem, it's like Yaakov is saying, is that it's not halacha that Kachi Kalem can only be eaten in Machane Yisrael. Because okay, if that's the case, when you don't have Machane Yisrael, you shouldn't be allowed to eat them anywhere. Rather, it's once you have Kedushas Machane Yisrael, now you can only eat Kachi Kalem in Machane Yisrael. But if you don't have Kedusha Machane Yisrael, you can eat anywhere. The restriction emerges, the restriction on Kachay Kalam comes from the existence of Machane Yisrael. Okay, Masha Enkein, what would seem is by Kachay Kachim, is that no, for them, the Heter Achil of Kachay Kachim, Achatz and Asham, is the Klayim, is the Mechitzos. Because you always, in every single situation, it's only Eden, Lefnim and Mechitzos, Lefnim and Klayim. So for there, the Heter Achil is contingent on the Klayim. If you didn't have the curtains of the Mishkan around, you couldn't eat Kachay Kachim. That's the Heter Achila. But Kachay Kalam, they don't need a Heter Achila. It's the Isser Achila is generated from Machane Yisrael. Right? The Kedusha of Machane Yisrael creates an Isser to eat it anywhere outside of Machane Yisrael. But if there's no Machane Yisrael, then there's no Isser, and you can eat it anywhere. Right? It's not that the Machane Yisrael matters it. It's Machane Yisrael creates the Isser to eat it outside. Okay? And the same thing with Ma'aser Sheni. It's Ma'aser Sheni and whatchamacallit. Ma'aser Sheni doesn't mention it, Rashi says, because they didn't have Ma'aser Sheni when they were first conquered, right? So it's Ma'aser Sheni and Kachay Kalam, right? Well, once you have Kedushas Machane Yisrael, then Ma'aser Sheni and Kachay Kalam can only be eaten in Machane Yisrael. Okay. What's that show you? What does that show you? It's a good definition. What does that show you, though?
Don't require a place.
That what?
They don't require.
Yes, intrinsically, there's no requirement that they be eaten in any specific place. Mm-hmm. Correct. But what is it? What is their restricted achila? What is it a din in? It's not a din in them. It's not intrinsic in them.
It's a din in the
Machane. It's a din in the Machane Yisrael.
Right.
Okay. It's part of the characteristic of Machane Yisrael is that it's a makom. It's the makom of the only makom of Achilas, Kachay Kalam, and Ma'aser Sheni. So, for example, so let's say a person were to eat Kachay Kachim, Achatas Asham, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Azar, the Klayim. What would he be violating? Okay, he'd be violating the Kedusha of the Chafza of the Kachay Kachim itself. Because there's an intrinsic din that you can't eat them anywhere besides a specific place. It's intrinsic in them. You're violating the Kedusha's Chafza of the Kachay Kachim. But if you eat Kachay Kalam outside of Yerushalayim, outside of Machane Yisrael, what are you violating? Right, you're violating the Kedusha of Machane Yisrael. You're undermining the Kedusha of Machane Yisrael as being the only place where Kachay Kalam can be eaten. But in terms of the Kachay Kalam themselves, there's nothing wrong with eating them anywhere. Varaya, by Gilgal and Nov and Givon, they were eaten everywhere. Intrinsically, they could be eating anywhere, and eating them anywhere doesn't undermine their Kedusha, but it undermines the Kedusha of Machane Yisrael as being the only place where you can eat Kachay Kalam and Ma'aser Sheni. Okay? So the restriction to Machane Yisrael enhances and gives a certain character to Machane Yisrael, such that when you eat the Kachay Kalam outside, you're violating and undermining the very designation in the Kedusha of Machane Yisrael. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. Now, let's see if we can use that to answer the Mitzvah question. Okay. So I want to say like this, is that I'll say it outside, then I'll show you the two Rambams. Okay? So I say this, look, that Machane Yisrael, okay, can exist on two planes. The first is, like I think Ari was alluding to it before, on a social entity. A social plane. Okay? So the Batei Arichoma are the urban centers of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? You characterize a land, a country, by its major cities. Okay? Those are like the major social units of a country. Okay? LA, Chicago, New York, right? The major cities. In the what? So yes, Sodom and Amora, exactly. But in Israel, now they're at the major urban centers, characterize the country. Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv, right? These are like you have other cities. What?
Didn't
exist back then, but it does exist now. But every country, you know, the capital city, their major urban centers, okay, as a unit of a society, the urban centers and the walled cities, those were the major urban centers when Yeshua was Mekadesh land. That is where the Batei Choma. And there's a certain special dinim in the Torah and the Halacha as being the urban centers of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? But that's Machane Yisrael as a social entity. And Mitzorah is excluded from the the center of social life of Klal Yisrael, right? The city life, the center of where the society exists in Eretz Yisrael, the Mitzorah is excluded. Okay, and that's the din of Mitzorah. He has to be isolated from, not from all human contact, but from the center of what's happening, the world of exciting, the city life.
Okay? It's not going to say.
Another question for a different time. Okay. But I say like this, is that now Yerushalayim on the one hand is, of course, Batei Rechoma. It is, you know, the major urban center in Eretz Yisrael. But Yerushalayim becomes raised to a second higher plane of Machane Yisrael. Okay, through these halachos, through the halacha of Ma'aser Sheni and Kachei Kalam only being eaten there. Okay, right, so this is, it becomes a din of Machane Yisrael that's Lifnei Hashem. Okay, it's the Machane Yisrael that's Saviv Lemishkan. Okay, in the Midbar, there's only one Machane Yisrael. The Machane Yisrael that was Saviv Lemishkan was both. It was the social entity of Machane Yisrael, wherever all the Jews lived, obviously, in a concentrated area in the Midbar. And it was also the Machane Yisrael that was an extension of the Kedushas HaMikdash, that was Samach to the Mishkan, and it extended it right around the Machane Leviya, the Machane Shechina. Okay? But Ledoros, they became a bifurcation. You'd be able to separate those. You had Machane Yisrael that was around the Mikdash, Yerushalayim, and then you have Machane Yisrael, which simply exists as part of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Okay? It doesn't have, you can't bring Ma'aser Sheni into Batei Rechoma. You can't bring Kachei Kalam in Batei Rechoma. It's true, it's Machane Yisrael in a certain sense, and Mitzorah can't go there because it's the urban centers, and it's more, you know, as a level of Machane Yisrael, and the Mitzorah isn't allowed to go there in terms of his mitzvah zaseh. But it doesn't have a din of Machane Yisrael as an extension of Kedushas HaMikdash. Okay, the extension of Machane Yisrael as being an extension of the Kedushas HaMikdash comes from the halacha that the karbanos that you bring in the Mikdash can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, in Machane Yisrael of Yerushalayim, the Machane Yisrael surrounding the Mishkan. Or the Ma'aser Sheni that you bring Lifnei Hashem, right? You can only eat in that Machane Yisrael that surrounds the Mishkan Mikdash. Okay, that's the Machane Yisrael that gets transformed into a Machane Yisrael that's an extension of Kedushas HaMikdash. And when Mitzorah goes into that Machane Yisrael, the Machane Yisrael that's an extension of Kedushas HaMikdash, that's when the Lo Sase applies. Then he gets Malkus. Just like when Nida goes into Harbayis, or Tami Meis goes into the Azara, or whatever, there's Karis. Okay, but the Lo Sase of Mitzorah, of a Tami going into violating the Kedushas Machane Yisrael and getting Malkus is only for the Machane Yisrael that's an extension of Kedushas Mikdash. Not just Stam the Kedushas Yisrael that's a social entity. That's a mitzvah saseh in the Mitzorah. He's undermining, he's losing his kiyum of how he's supposed to act when he's a Mitzorah in terms of his tshuva, isolate himself from the rest of society, don't speak Lashon Hara. That he loses when he goes into Batei Rechoma. But that's just a mitzvah saseh. But he's undermining the Kedushas HaMikdash when he goes into Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim is an extension of Kedushas HaMikdash, because it's Machane Yisrael as an extension of Kedushas HaMikdash. That's what Yerushalayim is. It's not just any other, it's not equal to the Machane Yisrael of all the Shaar Batei Rechoma. It's Machane Yisrael as an extension of Kedushas HaMikdash, and it's transformed into such by these additional dinim of Ma'aser Sheni and Kachei Kalam can only be eaten there. Okay? Let me show you two Rambams which support this idea. If you look at Shemitah v'Yovel, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tesvav. Okay. That's in Zrayim. It's the very end of Zrayim. Like really towards the very, very end of Zrayim.
Shemitah v'Yovel.
Shemitah v'Yovel.
What was it in?
Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tesvav.
Remember the Shemitah
days. Okay.
Page 640.
Okay. Okay. So the Ram says, "Ein somchen ala choma b'shas kibush aretz." So you only can rely in terms of all these halachos of batei arichoma. Okay. I keep saying batei arichoma. I probably should say ir mukefes choma, not batei arichoma. Batei arichoma is a certain mitzvah of how it goes back. Okay, but Yirmu Keves Choma has to be B'Shas Kibush, when Yeshua conquered it. Okay? Gates, if the city was not walled and Yeshua conquered it, even though it's walled now, it's like an unwalled city. If it was walled when Yeshua conquered it, even if it's not walled now, Yeshua's Mekadish is a Batechoma and it stays that way. So once they had Galus, okay, then the Kedushas Arte Bat Yerchoma was Batel. Okay? Okay, good. I don't think we need further. Okay, so the Kedushas Bat Yerchoma went away when Klaiso went to Galus, Galus Bavel. Okay, good. Now, if you look at the Rambam in Beis HaBechira Vav Tes Zayin,
were you guys not following the source sheet?
Vav Tes Zion.
I'm talking about the Shabbos group.
Okay.
Did they have a shirt?
Okay. 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 Sounds like this. Let's start Tesvav. Okay. Okay, end of Yudalit. So Ram says that when Ezra came back, so he did a whole ceremony to be Mekadish Yerushalayim, but it was just ceremonial, okay? It didn't have a halachic significance, okay? Where does Yerushalayim and Mikdash get its Kedusha from? B'meniskach, end of halacha Yudalit, Perek Vav. B'meniskach, b'kedusha rishona shekitcha shloma, the first Kedusha that Shlomo Melech gave it, shekedushas hazar v'yerushalayim l'shaita, v'kitcha osalas levo. He gave it a Kedusha in that moment, and he gave it, and basically it was a permanent Kedusha that Shlomo gave the Beis HaMikdash. Lefikach, makrivin kabanos kulam, af bishen shem banos bayis banoi, that's how bizman is that, right? You can even be makriv kabanos, even without a Beis HaMikdash. V'ochlin kachi kachim, b'chol azara, af bishi yichareva, v'en mukeves mechitzos, and you could, it has the Kedusha, even though the mechitzos are down, but it has the Kedusha of machaneh shechina, of Yerushalayim, and the Beis HaMikdash, rather. And you could eat kachikalim, even though there's no wall. Why? Kedusha Rishon, Kitchelashayt, Kitchelas level. It still has the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and of Machane Israel, right? Even without all these things, the Kedusha that Shlomo gave it, it maintains that Kedusha. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just to clear up any confusion, when we said before, Lefnim and Mechitzos, you need the Choma, right? Those are the Rabbanans, that you actually need the wall to be standing. I think it's Darabana. But the Daraisi just need the Kedushas HaMakom. Okay, here's the Makom of Machane Shechina for Kachi Kachim and Machane Yisrael for Kachi Kalim. Okay, so you don't need the Mechitzos. Mechitzos are nice, but they're not necessary. Okay. I think he made some Machokas in the Gemara, actually. Fine. V'lomani Ram is like this, Tezayin. V'lomani Omer b'miktush Shalayim shekedush Rishon kitchasam l'asa lavo. That by Mikdash Yerushalayim, Shlomo Melech, the Kedusha is forever. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in Shvius and Maisos v'chiyotzebem. And the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael for Shvius and Maisos and for Batei Erechoma, like we saw, lo kitchelas alavo, it's not permanent. The Fisha Kedusha of Mikdash Yerushalayim ibn HaShchina, u'shchina ina batela. Because Mikdash Yerushalayim is because of Shchina, and the Shchina is never batel. V'reyomer v'ashimosi is Mikdash Shechem. Okay, so we'll stop there. So you see, is that you really have a question here? Is the Ram saying is that the Mikdash Yerushalayim is because of the Shechina, and the Shechina is never batal? But I understand Machane Shechina. Machane Shechina is the Azara. But what about Yerushalayim? That's just Machane Yisrael. Why is that forever? Right? Simple question. The Rambam we saw before, where was it? It was in Beis HaBechira Zayin Yud Aleph, next parak. Okay? Says that Yerushalayim corresponds to Machane Yisrael. And only the Azara itself, the Beis HaMikdash itself, corresponds to Machane Shechina. right? Right, Harbayis is Machan Levia. The Mikdash is Machan Ashrina, and Yushalayim was Machan Yisrael. So why does the Rambam say that the Kedusha of Yushalayim is L'Asa Lavo? Why wasn't that bottle? But the Rambam says, no, because Mikdash and Yushalayim is all Kedusha of Shechina. So even the Machane Yisrael, the Kedushas Machane Yisrael of Yushalayim, which is Machane Yisrael, right? Mitzorah can't go into it because it's Machane Yisrael, right? But Nida could because it's not Machane Avia, right? Even though it's Machane Yisrael, its Kedusha comes from the Shechina. Because, right? Because like we said, is that Yushalayim is different. Yushalayim is different than other Batei Choma. It's true, it starts off as Machane Yisrael, but it becomes Machane Yisrael, that's an extension of Kedushas HaShechina, the Kedushas HaMikdash. Because you have the Mikdash, which is the Machane Yisrael, Machane HaShechina, Machane Levi around it, Har Bayis, and then Machane Yisrael around that, which is Yushalayim. And that becomes like a tripart entity. And it's all from the Kedushas HaShechina. In the Kedushas HaShechina, what the Shechina is Mekadesh, is not just the Machane HaShechina. The Shechina is Mekadesh, the Machane HaShechina, Machane Levi, and the Machane Yisrael. Okay, that's the Kedusha Shechina. The whole Yushalayim is included in the Machane Shechina. And that's why it's not Batal. Okay? But the rest of Eretz Yisrael, what is it? It's Kedusha is not from the Shechina, it's from the Kibush of Yeshua, Yeshua's conquest. Once the conquest is Batal, and we got kicked out of the land, then the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael goes away. And the Batei Rechoma are the urban centers of Eretz Yisrael. If there's no Eretz Yisrael, there's no Batei Rechoma, there's no Ir Mukefes Choma. It's nonsense to have a walled city if you don't have a country. Right? So that's why the Rambam says when the Kibush was Batal, the conquest was Batal, when the Galus Bavel, so the Ir Mukefes Choma, their Kedusha ceased, stopped, because their Kedusha was contingent on Eretz Yisrael's Kedusha. Right? You can't, they're the urban centers of Eretz Yisrael, and if Eretz Yisrael is Batal, because the conquest is Batal, because we got conquered, so then the cities of Eretz Yisrael are also Batal. There's the Metzora is allowed to go into what used to be a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Metzora now became allowed to go into those walled cities. No Isser. But Yushalayim, its Kedusha was not contingent on the rest of the country. Its Kedusha was, even though it's Machane Yisrael, its Kedusha was contingent on the Shechina, the Makom HaShechina. It became an extension of the Machane HaShechina. And that's why the Kedusha Yushalayim never went away. And the Metzora still can't go into Yushalayim. Even though the other Batei Choma, the Kedusha went away, in between the first base Mikdash and the second. Okay. It's good?
Yeah. Can you repeat the last 30 seconds?
Okay, so there's Machane Yisrael as a social entity,
right,
which is any walled city, any urban center in Eretz Yisrael. And then there's Machane Yisrael as an extension of the Mikdash, the base of Mikdash. Okay, that's only Yerushalayim. In the Midbar, the Machanos, the Degalim was both. Okay? And Yerushalayim is both. Okay? But the Batei Chom is only just Machane Yisrael as a social entity.
Okay.
The Machane Yisrael as a social entity is the urban centers of Eretz Yisrael. Their existence and their Kedusha is contingent on the Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael as a whole. If Eretz Yisrael's Kedusha goes away, they can't continue to exist. The substratum for a city is a country. You can't have a city without a country. I mean, I guess you could have a city-state, but whatever. Not Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it's not the way Eretz Yisrael is set up. Okay? Eretz Yisrael is primary, then you have the cities in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the first Kedusha, was set up by Yoshua when he conquered the land. That Kedusha was contingent on the conquest remaining. Once Bnei Yisrael was kicked out of Eretz Yisrael by the Babylonians, and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael went away, then the Kedusha of the Ari Mukavas Choma went away also, and Mitzorah became Mutter to go into what used to be a walled city from the time Yoshua ben Nun. Okay. However, the Machane Yisrael of Yushalayim is not contingent on the rest of the country, Eretz Yisrael. You can have Yushalayim's Kedusha remain, even though there's no Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael doesn't exist in between the first base of Mitzvah and the second, when they were in Galus Bavel. Why is Kedusha of Yushalayim remain? Ram says, because Kedusha Yerushalayim is Kedusha Shechina, right? He says, Fisha Kedusha and Mikdash Yerushalayim Mipnei Shechina Ushechina Eina Batela. Because the Shechina is Mekadesh, not just the Machane Shechina, which is the base of Mikdash proper, the Azara, but it's also Mekadesh, the Machane Levia, and the Machane Yisrael that goes around it. In the immediate vicinity surrounding the Machane Shechina, the Shechina is Mekadesh, all three camps. And since the Shechina is the Mekadesh of Yerushalayim, and the Shechina in a Betela, then the Kedusha Yerushalayim never goes away. Okay? And that's why we said that Yerushalayim is a different level of Machane Yisrael, because it's a Machane Yisrael that has is that the Mekadesh is the Shechina. And what transforms it into that? The fact that you bring Kachim into the Mekdash, the Machane Shechina, and then when you take those Kachim, when you eat them, the only place you're allowed to eat them is Yerushalayim, the Machane Yisrael, of that's right outside the Machane Shechina. Okay, and like Maaser Shechina, you have to bring it with Nei Hashem or Bikurim, and then where do you eat it? You eat it in, well, forget Bikurim. Stay with Maaser Shechina. You eat it in Yerushalayim, so it becomes the Machane Yisrael that's Lifnei Hashem, different than all the other Machane Yisraels. Okay, it has a different status, and that status allows it to exist and to maintain its kedusha even without the backdrop of Eretz Yisrael as a whole. That's why when the Metzorah goes into the regular Irim Keves Choma, he's just violating an Aseh. He's violating his isolation terms, not to go into urban centers. But when he goes into Yerushalayim, he's violating Kedushas Mikdash. Because Yerushalayim is an extension of Kedushas Mikdash. And that's what he gets Malkus for.
Wouldn't it be a only part of the Kedusha? I don't know if it would work like this, but when, like, say now that we don't have the urban, or when there wasn't the urban center of
Yerushalayim,
so wouldn't that aspect of the Kedusha Yerushalayim be gone? Like, it would still have the Lifnei Shechina aspect, but not that aspect of...
Yes, correct. But it'd still be a los aseh. I hear what you're saying. You're saying maybe the mitzvahs aseh wouldn't exist?
I'm not sure what did and would not exist.
That's an interesting question.
I guess we didn't have mitzvah.
No, point. I don't. I think it would still be... That's a good question.
That's a question.
He's saying, let's say, in between.
Between what?
During Galus Bavel, when there was no longer Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
He's saying, does Yerushalayim lose its status of Machane Yisrael as a social entity, and it only exists as Machane Yisrael's extension of Kedushas Mikdash. So if Mitzvah went in there, he'd only get Malkus, but he wouldn't be violating the Mitzvah's Aseh of Badad Yeshiv.
He's
Yeah,
what's
the
Nakhim? Mm. I don't know. Aseh Dech Aseh, but it's not Dech an Aseh and a Los Aseh. I don't know. It's a good question. Intuitively, I would say it still is. It's both, but I hear the question.
What's both?
It would be both.
The walls remain.
Once you have Yerushalayim, it's by definition Machane Yisrael. The way I'm conceiving of it, it's not really two separate dinim of Machane Yisrael, but it's like a higher level of Machane Yisrael. So it's like that's your Chakira. Am I saying there's like two different ideas of Machane Yisrael? Yerushalayim happens to be both, but it could be one or the other, either one.
Right.
What I'm really saying is that the idea of the halach of Kachet Kalam, it elevates the baseline idea of Machane Yisrael to a higher level of Machane Yisrael as an extension of Kedushas Mikdash.
Right.
But it's like, it's based upon the most basic idea of the social entity of Klal Yisrael. But they're not separable. It's a higher elevation of the most basic element. If you say that, then it has to be both.
It's a different type of the same quality.
Yeah, it's right. It's raising Machane Yisrael to a higher level of Kedusha, a different level of existence, but it's predicated on it being the most basic Machane Yisrael. But I hear the question. I like the question. Okay, fine. Okay, so the last point for the philosophy, okay, philosophy of metaphysics, to go back to the original question, is what is the sense that the Machane Yisrael, the Arba Degolim, is arranged in order to parallel and to correspond to the Maaser Merkava of Yechezkel? Okay? Why was it arranged in such a manner? That it should look like the Arba Chayos, the Kruvim in Yechezkel's Mar Nevuah. Okay? So, if you look in the Ramban's Akdama Tishmos, okay, so the Ramban's trying to explain, as is his general tendency, he loves to do, is, you know, tries to explain the unity of all the books of the Torah. And he tries to explain what's the uni of Sefer Shmos. Why does it begin where it begins? Why does it end where it ends? Okay? Okay? So, so this is a, it's a Sefer HaGeula, right? That's the name that Chazal call it, is the Sefer HaGeula. Bereishis is Sefer Yetzira, the book of the forming the creation. And Shmos is the book of the redemption, not Exodus. I don't know why they translate it as Exodus. That would be if we Chazal called it Sefer Yetzira. Because I'll call it Sefer Geula, it's a book of redemption. Okay.
What does Exodus actually
mean? Exodus means like leaving Yetziah. They don't call it Sefer. It's not Yetziah's Mitzrayim. It's Geula. I mean, there is such a thing as Yetziah's Mitzrayim.
So
but then the book should really end after in Bishalach when they left Mitzrayim.
Right.
Okay. But the book doesn't end then because it's not the Sefer of Yetziah's Mitzrayim. It's Sefer of Geula. Okay. What's the difference? So the Rambam's like this. It's in the middle of his introduction in Shmos. Not a very long introduction, but we'll start in the middle. He says, so it begins when they went, they go down into Galus, right? Ve'elish Shmos, b'inyin, v'nisiachet sefer ve'elish Shmos, b'inyin ha'galus ha'rishon ha'nigzar b'feirish u'gulim menu. So the book of Shmos begins when they went into the exile, and the geula from it, the redemption from it, v'lekach chazir v'hischa b'shemos yod mitzrayim u'misparam, af b'shekfar nechtav zeh, okay, so that's why it recounts in the beginning of Shmos the names of Bnei Yisrael who went down to Mitzrayim, the Shivim Nefesh, because that's when the Galus really began. And the Galus, the exile, is only completed, right, when it's finished, when they return to their place. Okay, place probably means metaphorical here. El Makomam, they're like a station. The El Milas Avos Mishuvon, to the level of their forefathers, when they return to the level of their forefathers. Ukishiyat Mitzrayim, where they had an exodus from Egypt. Avapisha Yatsim Besav Adim, even though we left Egypt, left us slavery. Adayin Yechashvu Golan, Kihayu Ba'aretz Lolehem, Nevuchim Midbar. They were still considered exiles because they were in a land that wasn't theirs. Lost in a wilderness. Ukushibo Har Sinai. When they came to Har Sinai, v'asu a mishkan, and they made a mishkan. V'shava Kadosh Baruch Hu v'hishri shchinas b'neihem. And Kadosh Baruch Hu returned, and he rested his shchina amongst them. Az shavu amaylas avosam. Then Klal Yisrael returned to the level of their forefathers, of Am Yitzchak and Yaakov. Shal yisod aloka alai ohaleihem. Where the secret of God, the sod of Akash Baruch Hu, was on their tents, on the Avos of the tents, because the Shechina rested on the tents of the Avos. Right? You know that Rashi and Shabbos, Nun Heim Beis. Okay? Veheim Heim HaMerkava. Okay? And the Avos, right? The Avos are the Merkava. Right? It's a Chazal. They Ramban quotes it earlier, a couple other places. Okay? The footnote over here is Bracious Rabbi Mem Zayin Ches HaAvos Hinei Merkava. So the Avos, Avim Yitzchak and Yaakov, are the Merkava, right? And when God once we had the Mishkan and Klal Yisrael and the Shechina resting on Klal Yisrael around Har Sinai, that's when they returned to the level of their Nechshavim Geulim, right? V'od Nechshav Geulim. Lachin. Right, that's the even though the Torah goes about the Degalim, right, and all that stuff in Sefer Bamidbar, right? Really, this happened earlier, the beginning of the second month after they complete the Mishkan, right? The next month, they count it. Okay, Shmos kind of goes to that point. Tashras Hashchina, the Ozne, that's when they consider Geulim. V'lachein Nishlam Sefer Zev Bashlimo Inyan Mishkan Obiyos Kfod Hashem Malios Atamid. That's why Shmos really ends when the Mishkan is completed and the Kfod Hashem fills it constantly. Because that's when the geula, the redemption, was completed. Okay? Yeah.
What was it actually? In Shabbos?
Oh, I just remember it. It's from a long time ago. I think it was in the name of Beis. If it's not there, then I don't know. It's by the Chet of Reuven.
Ah.
By when Reuven was Mebalbel the Mita. That's where I know it from. I'm sure there's other sources. But the Rashi is Achas Hashchina. Kach HaYakov Oseh Ba'arba Ohalei Nashav Ma'amid Mita L'Shchina U'B'Oseh Ol Shiro Ba'Shchina Hu Ba'Volan Ba'Oseh Laila. right? So that's where he came, right? So the Shechina would choose which ohel the Yaakov would go into. By the Chet of Reuven, when he changed the beds. So it's why he was Mebabel the Yitzue Yaakov. It says he's Chilalta, Oz Chilalta Yitzue Allah, right? You were Mechalel. That Reuven was Mechalel, the bed that the Shechina went on. Also shame, Sh'Allah al Yitzui, that shame that would go on Yaakov's bed, the Hainu Shechina. Midlo Ksiv Yitzui Alisa. Tam Acher. Achlo Nivna Ol Moed Haisa Shechina Mitzuyib Ol Etzadikim. Okay, that's it. Until the Ol Moed was built, the Shechina was Mitzuyin, the Ol of the Tzadikim. Which meaning Avin Yitzhak and Yaakov. Ramban takes this Rashi to task also. His Rashi always says Tzadikim. But Ramban says it's not Tzadikim, it's always the Avos. The Avos, Him, and Merkava. Rashi says Tzadikim are the Merkava. He does it also somewhere in Meir Parshas Vayishlach. Ramban says, no, it's not just Stam Tzadikim, it's the Avos, Avin Yitzhak and Yaakov. Okay, I don't want to get into that Machlokas now. But the idea is the Avos are Tzadikim, and the Shechina was in the Oel of the Tzadikim. You find it also in that Rashi by when Yitzchak brought back, when Sarah died, right? The bread, when Sarah was alive, the bread used to stay fresh from Shabbos to Shabbos, and the candles would stay lit, right? And the Anan was over Sarah's tent, and when Sarah died, it all went away. Then when Rivka came back, the cloud returned, and the bread stayed fresh, and the right? So, I mean, that's obviously, it's a reference to the Shechina, right? The Lechem upon him from week to week, and you have the menorah, and the light, and you have the cloud, which is the Anan, right? So it's the, when Sarah died, the Shechina departed. Right, you couldn't have the Shechina without. It's not just Avraham; it's you need Avraham and Sarah, right? That's you need. You need Yitzchak and Rivka, right? For the Shechina to be for the Avos, it's, you need the Imahos also. That's the point of that Rashi, right? You need the pair. You need the pair of the Avos and Imahos to have the Ashura Shechina. But the point is the Avos and the Imahos, Heim and Merkava. They're the Merkava for the Shechina. That's a place for the Shechina to rest on. Is Avraham and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. But once they died, there was a galus, Yaakov died, right? And then the Shechina didn't return until it was able to rest on Klal Yisrael. And then Klal Yisrael took the place of the Avos as the Merkava. And the Shechina could rest on them. And that's why, specifically, Klal Yisrael, Machane Yisrael is arranged as the Merkava that Yechezkel saw, right? The four camps to reflect the Arba Chayos. Because Klal Yisrael is in place of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and they correspond, we correspond to the Arba Chayos, the Ma'aser Merkava that Yechezkel saw. In the Ma'aser Merkava, Klal Yisrael on earth is an embodiment of the Merkava that is an appropriate vehicle for the Shechina to rest on. Okay. Can we say anything a little further to make some more sense of it? And then I'll try to make some sense of it, and that's it. And then we'll, you know, end this year. This is as much as I can go. Okay. I say Hashra Shechina is a manifestation in this world of God's existence, right? God's essence is, we say, Yichud Hashem. It's beyond the creation. It's nonsensical to have God's essence residing in any place, any time. It doesn't make any sense, right? His essence is totally one and beyond any relationship to anything physical, anything created. But there is an idea of Hashra Shechina where God manifests his existence in space and time, in a particular place, in time, a generation, right? To Avraham and Yaakov, he communicates with them. By Har Sinai, he gives us the Torah, and the Beis Hamikdash, and the Mishkan, right? There's the Anan, there's the light, right? There's a certain Hashkacha, and he relates to us in a more concrete fashion through the phenomenon of Hashra Shechina. Okay? So it's God coming and interacting with the world, right? Through the idea of Hashra Shechina, his interactions, he's a manik, he's mashkiach. Hashkacha relates to a specific nation, specific people, and Shechina manifests that, is the embodiment of that phenomenon, of a heightened level of Hashkacha. Ram Morenbuchim says something like that. Okay, but in order to have the phenomenon of Hashra Shechina, where you have to have an appropriate vehicle, you can't have Hashra Shechina without the vehicle for it. Okay, now the vehicle for how God, the Kvod Hashem, interacts with the world in the vision of Yechezkel is the Malachim. They are the appropriate vehicles for the Kvod Hashem to relate to the arts. If the Kvod Hashem is on the Kisei, which the Chayos are holding up, and the Ofanim are each beneath the Chayos, and those, each Ofan has one foot on, one foot on the ground, on the arts. Okay, so it's a Mar Nevu of how the Kvod Hashem ultimately transmits its effects, its Hashkacha, to the arts. Okay, the way the and the vehicle, the chariot of the Kvod Hashem, where the Kvod Hashem rides in, is the Merkava. That's the Chayos, the Arba Chayos. It's the vehicle, literally, metaphorically. Okay, the vehicle of the Kvod Hashem in terms of its interactions with the world. Okay, similarly, the Klal Yisrael is the appropriate vehicle. First, the Avos, and then Klal Yisrael is the corresponding vehicle in this world, the physical embodiment, not the metaphysical Maaseh Merkava of Yecheskel of the angels, but the physical instantiation of the appropriate vehicle for God's Hashkacha to relate to the world. Because Klal Yisrael, because we take after our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and we follow in their ways, and the ways of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the Derech Hashem, right, that Avraham taught us of Tzedaka and Mishpat and Chesed, and we maintain their ideas of Yichud Hashem, and we live the life of Torah and Mitzvos, which is the Derech that Avraham taught us, right, of Mahu Afata, imitating God, and Klal Yisrael becomes the appropriate vehicle for God to manifest His existence to the world and to interact with the world through the nation of Klal Yisrael. Just like he was able to do it through Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and like he does it through the angels in Yecheskel's Nevuah. But without Klal Yisrael around Har Sinai, and subsequently around the Mishkan and then the Mikdash, you wouldn't be able to have Ashra Shechina. Without Klal Yisrael being on a certain level, where we're Ein Yaakov, we're like Yaakov Avinu structured us through the Birchas Yaakov, and we're following the Derech of Avram, the Derech Hashem, around the Mishkan, around the Mikdash, without that, you can't have Ashra Shechina. Okay, so why is the Shechina Mekadesh not just the Mikdash Osam Kaz Yerushalayim? Because the base, the Makom, which is necessary for to have Ashra Shechina, is not simply Mikdash. You need Yerushalayim, you need Machane Yisrael, you need a nation. You need a nation who has the ideals of the Avos inculcated into them, ultimately coming from the idea of the Derech Hashem, and then keeps Torah and Mitzvos. That's an appropriate vehicle for to have Ashra Shechina. Okay, and that's why Machane Yisrael, when it's Saviv the Mishkan, is a different Machane Yisrael. It's the Machane Yisrael that serves as a vehicle of Ashra Shechina, and then it's structured and it's formed in a way that corresponds and parallels the Merkava of Yecheskel. But when you have a Machane Yisrael that's simply a social entity, totally different phenomena. It's a social phenomenon, it's part of Eretz Yisrael, and it's important, it has its place, but it's not the Machane Yisrael that's necessary vehicle in order to have the phenomena of Ashra Shechina. And that phenomenon of Ashra Shechina is Mekadesh Yushalayim and gives it a different status from all of the Machanas Yisrael. It becomes the Machane Yisrael that's a requirement for, as a vehicle for Ashra Shechina. And insofar as Yushalayim has that status, it never loses that status. Because Shechina in Batela, and then the Makom of, that's in the Kedushas HaMakom, that's necessary for the Ashra Shechina, is also never Batel. Because it's the Machane Yisrael that serves as the vehicle for Ashra Shechina. Okay? That's as far as I'm capable of going. It's good?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Sure.
No questions? Okay, good.